Hey, listen up. Here's what we just discovered.
Platinum Access from Radio Elton John offers you 40 exclusive episodes.
Access to future episodes.
First 20 editions with enhanced audio plus transcripts.
Loyalty gift after 2 years subscription.
And the best bit?
Listen up. Just $1.99 per month.
Why settle for silver when you can have platinum?
Get it now from RadioEltonJohn.world.
RadioEltonJohn.world.
This is Saturday Night's Alright for Podcasting from Radio Elton John for Elton John World. I'm your host, George Matlock. Tonight's show needs no introduction, but you're going to get one anyway. 50 years ago yesterday, Elton John released his grittiest album, a social statement, and added another number one US album to his heavy mantelpiece. Rock of the Westies featured an amazing band which included Davy Johnston, James Newton Howard, Roger Pope, Ray Cooper, and backing vocals from Kiki Dee, Clive Franks, and funk rock group La Belle. The production team included Gus Dudgeon, Jeff and Mark Garcia from Caribou Ranch, John Carcello was there also, John Tobler, Terry O'Neill for the photos, and many others. Well, tonight we are thrilled to announce that to celebrate half a century, we have from the Elton John Band, guitarist Caleb Quay and bass guitarist Kenny Passarelli. All right, ladies and gentlemen, and let's go straight to them. Caleb, first of all, hello, how are you, sir?
Yes, I'm doing great, thank you.
Excellent to have you on board. And Kenny Passarelli, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Thank you for having me on board.
Oh, you're so polite. You don't have to be so polite. We love having you on board. I mean, you know, we bite legs off
there.
And we amputate to get people like you on the show. Yeah, absolutely. Now, listen, we are thrilled to bits, as always, to have you. And both of you have been on the show before, so you know what kind of a crackpot I really am. But I don't mind. Do I care? No, of course not. The fans love this. And, you know, you've both been on the show, I think, in 2022, in your case, Kenny, and Caleb, I think, in 2023, if I'm not mistaken, or maybe 2024, I forget. Yeah. Something like that. Anyway, okay. long time ago, either way, gents. But look, I'm sure your memories are fantastic, and it better be, because otherwise I want my money back. We are so thrilled to have you both on the program to celebrate yet another 50th year milestone. But before we go into that, just wanted to mention we did reach out to a few other celebrities who were part of the recording of this amazing album, Rock of the Westies. Art director David Larkham, who joined us for the Captain Fantastic 50th episode, was very eager to join us tonight. He sends his apologies, and we send our heartfelt best wishes for his speedy recovery. So, gentlemen, thank you very much for coming on board. And before we dive into Rock of the Westies, good and proper, we had several requests to play a song that we featured last month on the show from the Radio Elton John, or Reg, if you prefer, tribute orchestra called Pinner. So, you know, we caved in. And so here is the song that you all wanted to hear so much. Gentlemen, you might be hearing this for the first time. You might be praying it's for the last, but it's called Elton's Biggest Fan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. Hey, son. I changed my name to Rocket Stan. Got a glitter cape and a backup plan. Painted stars on my garage door. Now homeowners association won't talk to me no more. I bought platform shoes just like his pair. Twisted my ankle going down the stairs. Rode goodbye yellow brick road in my vows. Now my marriage is on very thin ground. 'cause I'm Elton's biggest fan. No debate, wore heart-shaped shades to a court date. I bedazzled my toaster, named my cat Tiny Dancer. My house is a shrine and I'm the freelance prancer. I got every album, vinyl, and CD. Bootlegs from 7-2 that I bought off Etsy. My ringtone's Benny and the Jets real loud. It went off during church, now I'm banned from the crowd. Taught my parrot to sing, I'm still standing, even when it's wildly not commanding. And I once cried for 3 whole days when he wore that feather boa on the Hollywood Bowl stage. Oh, I threw a tantrum and cried real hard when someone confused him with Billy Joel at the bar. I've seen Rocket Man 34 times and I sobbed every time like it's a war crime. I have seen Elton perform in concert maybe 6 million times more than you, 'cause I'm better than you. It's the things that I do. My car horn plays Levon, that's a fact. My license plate reads Kiki back. At my desk job, I wear sequins and flare. HR asked why, I said circle of life, don't care. Built a mini Elton out of cheese for my niece's birthday. She was not pleased. I serenade strangers on the train with Daniel. They call security, but I call it a fan duel. 'Cause I'm Elton's biggest fan, it's fate. I hosted a vigil for his tour's end date. I dream in falsetto, I sneeze in vibrato. My soul wears feathers, my life's full bravado. So if you think you love him more than me, let's have a sing off in aisle 3. Bring your best wig and your fiercest stance. We'll settle this with a glitter dance. Long live Elton, my vinyl collection and fame.
Oh, yes, that's the Reg tribute band, Pinner, talented 20-somethings that are taking our airwaves by storm. They love Elton's music, and that's why they call themselves Pinner. What did you think of that, gentlemen?
It was quite clever.
There's there a lot of Elton connections in that. I mean, it was packed, wasn't it? It kind of reminds me of Billy Joel when he did that, We Didn't Start the Fire, and the whole history lesson of the 20th century unfolds in 3.5 minutes or whatever it was. Amazing. Okay, so back to Rock of the Westies. The fans got what they wanted, but now the rest of the fans want something else. They want to know about Rock of the Westies. So I wanted to clear up two little oddities about Rock of the Westies, if I may. And by the way, it is raining here, and it's pitter-patter, so if you can hear it, my apologies, listeners. This is stereotypical London weather, where we broadcast from. Anyway, the amazing album Rock of the Westies, it turned 50 years on the 24th of October 2025. But whose great idea was it to distract from this landmark moment by releasing on the very same day the belated 50th anniversary edition of Captain Fantastic and the Brown Turk Cowboy? I'm not making this up. Is Captain being favoured for the Christmas stocking fillers? Peoples, have some respect for this important anniversary, please. There you go, and an hallelujah moment. What do you make of this? I mean, isn't this a bit weird that on the day when we're celebrating Rock of the Westies, they're releasing the 50th anniversary edition of Captain Fantastic.
Captain Fantastic. Interesting.
Well, we don't have anything to do with
any inside
that,
knowledge.
Yeah.
No, there's no inside knowledge coming our way.
Okay. All right. Well, just put it out there anyway, and I'll let the fans decide for themselves. And my other second gripe, was really this. When I first heard Rock of the Westies as a kid, I thought it had something to do with this. Okay, and that's a West Highland Terrier. It joins the chorus of Falling Rocks, and there's a rendition of the lovely Highland Cathedral. Wow. Because I thought it was Rock of the Westies. It was a Rock of the West Highland Terriers. That's what I thought, you know, growing up.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's yeah. But in truth, it was a play on words, wasn't it, Kenny? Do you know what the story was of the title for this wonderful album?
Well, you know, West of the Rockies.
Yep.
Is the original term.
Yep, exactly. And it's one of those nice sort of turn them upside down type phrases, isn't it? So this is indeed inspired by Caribou Ranch itself, the studio there at Nederland in Colorado, where, of course, it was recorded, where you guys were. And that's why they came up with West of the Rockies and turned into Rock of the Westies. That's lovely. Yeah. Was it Elton's idea, do you think? It sounds like his sort of sense of humor, doesn't it?
I think it was Elton's.
Yeah.
Wasn't it, Caleb?
Yeah. I believe so.
It was.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, Rock of the Westies now, the last album to be recorded by Elton for this record company limited, a subsidiary of Dick James Music. Rock of the Westies repeated Captain Fantastic's then unprecedented feat of entering the US Billboard 200 chart at number one. Rock of the Westies album also scored number one in Canada, 5 in the UK, went platinum in Australia, Canada and the US, and wait for it, scraped 47th in Japan. I guess some people were confused with the West Highland Terriers. Hi, this is George from Radio Elton John. Oh, there I am. Just showed my face. I know I have a great face for radio. Can we do each other a favour? Please hit the follow button for reg.world on Spotify or your favourite podcast player app. That way, when a new episode is added, you get it first. Thank you. It means a lot. You're the best.